Vaikrazak the Mishnah, Sechdashkalim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Till now we learned about two things. We learned about the Truma Salishka, that's, as we explained, the front line, Machtas HaShekel, take the Machtas HaShekel out of the Lishka, out of the big room, roll the Machtas HaShkalim or deposit it, and it's used for the Kurbanos Hatzir. But we learned about the Shiyari HaLishka, that's the money that was left over that never made it into the baskets. And now we're going to learn about Moiser Shiyari HaLishka, what's left over from the Shiyari HaLishka. We're talking about all the coins that didn't go into the basket. They were underneath, they were never taken out. So what do you mean left over? We already used them. The Mishnah before told us what we used them for. We used these funds for the ram, for the Parah Aduma, the ram for the Sar Mishtoleach, the piece of wool for the Seirim Anyam Kippur, the Amas Hamayim, the walls of the city, the digging wells, the streets, the marketplaces. Okay, and what if we still have money left over after all of that? That's called Moiser Shiyari HaLishka, the extra of the remainder of what was left over in the Lishka. So Mahoya Eisenman, what did they do with those coins? What did they do with those funds? Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Leikchen behen, they would purchase with them yenis, wines, shimanim, oils, usilosis, and fine flour. And then they would sell it. Who would they sell it to? Anyone that needed wine for nesachim, oils and flour for menachais. So you came straight to Hegdish and you bought what you need for your karbonis. V'hasachar lehegdish. And the profits went to Hegdish. So basically, Hegdish did business with this. Divi Rabbi Yishmael is a halt Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mistakrin mishel Hegdish. You can't invest Hegdish funds into a business. Doesn't work that way. Reason being explains the Batanura, Ein anias b'mokam Ashiris. There's no poverty in a place of Ashiris. The Beis Hamikdash is a place of Ashiris. We don't have to open stores over here. But let mishel aniyim, for that matter, explains Rabbi Akiva, let's say there's money that was donated for poor people. So someone says, you know what, let me invest this money, I'll make a business out of it, and then there'll be even more money available for poor people, because the business will make money. You're not allowed to do that. But what if an ani comes in the middle, and I'm going to say to him, I'm sorry, all the tzedakah money is invested now? The Batanura tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So again, we learned in our Mishnah that what's left over from the Shiyari HaLishka, again, not the money that went into the baskets, the leftover money, after we already used it up for all the things mentioned in the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Hegdish would buy things that people needed for karbonis, wines, oil, and flour, and they would sell it, so Hegdish can make a profit. Rabbi Akiva says, Hegdish does not invest. Hegdish doesn't do business, and for that matter, you're also not allowed to take funds that were collected for poor people and invested into a business.